Good morning, everyone. I want to welcome you to Million Dollar Decorating this morning. We're the only podcast devoted to the worlds of design, decorating, and beautiful living. And I'm your host, James Swan, and I am thrilled to have you subscribing to our podcast today and to our newly launched special feature, Market Buzz, where we go behind the scenes at major design events around the country and bring you interviews with design influencers, style setters, trend keepers, and we keep you current on all that's happening each and every day of the market. I'm sitting across the table from my friend Mike Reagan this morning. Great to have you with us today, Mike. Thanks for joining us. Before we jump in and spend some time chatting with Mike, I want to talk to you a little bit about a special event that's happening this morning here at Las Vegas Market. Lux Magazine, which if you don't subscribe, you know, you just need to do it. Beautiful publication. They hosted a party last night that we were all at together, had a lovely time. But they are sponsoring a panel discussion this morning at 10 o'clock in Building B in the Worldview Room up on the 16th floor. The panel is made up of designers from around the country, Benjamin Johnson, Julia Buckingham, Ron Woodson, and Jamie Rummerfield. They're all being joined by Lux Interiors style editor Kate Bergeron for a lively discussion about what's ahead in the world of design and decorating. From 10 to 11:30 this morning, Building B in the World View Room up on the 16th floor. Swing by, check it out if you're here in town. It's really something that you don't want to miss. And right now, what you don't want to miss is my friend Mike sitting across from me. Mike, great to have you. You busy yourself almost, well, a lot of the time in your business in Los Angeles, USA Rags. Tell us about what you do at USA Rags.
Well, Rags is a baby that I started after I moved to Los Angeles after a long stint as an actor and a dancer in New York. I started making things because I had a lot of time on my hands in between going and doing guest starring roles on television shows and things like that. But, you know, you get a guest starring role and that's 2 days. And after being a overachiever in New York doing everything like that, I had a lot of time on myself, on my hands. So I started making pillows, and I took some pillows. People said, you need to take these to a store. So I took them to Fred Siegel at Out to Be. They were my first customer. They said, you need to market. I went to Dallas and my little pillows, and somehow Neiman Marcus became my first official customer. And then it grew and grew and grew, and then finally it was like High Point, and I thought, I did slip covers on all my furniture, and so I designed two pieces of furniture, a chair and a chaise, did some really tailored slip covers on those, took them to High Point with just line drawings of everything else, and all of a sudden it was a hit, and in a year and a half, I had 50 employees, and it was like, oh my God, and this is somebody that from a dance background, didn't go to college, didn't do anything else, just found myself launched into this. One of the things that I did learn, though, is I knew how to do everything myself. So I built all the furniture myself. I made the slipcovers. I didn't even have a sewer work for me for the first year. So it's something that, flashback forward several years later, I found that designing twice a year for market and showing in all those showrooms just wasn't as creative for me because we were making the same thing every day and it wasn't challenging and not really what I was going for. So I had somebody come in and consult with me and they said, what do you want to do? And I said, I have to be creative every day. And they said, close all your showrooms and then turn your factory into a custom factory. And I was like, okay. And so I had a lot of loyal clients that I had been working with, designers that were really fantastic, and I approached them with the idea. And I said, let's start with a bench, a creative bench. Let's do something like that and see where we go from there. Now it's containers that ship up. And I refocused my business, a lot of it, on second home driven, whether it was the mountains or the beach. And it became really nice because I felt like second home, so it's Aspen, Jackson. I love to ski, so that worked out really great. Vail and the whole thing down in there. And I found out that unlike Los Angeles, where there's upholstery companies and manufacturing just like around every corner, there's nothing in Colorado, Montana, and Wyoming. So there was no competition. So it was a really nice fit for me, and it's been really wonderful. And so right now, I changed the business in 2008. Things started going a little crazy for everybody. And fortunately, it wasn't just me. It was a level playing field for everyone. I approached my production manager, who'd been with me at that point 20 years. And actually, my newest employee has been with me 20 years. So it's a long family, a long time. We've grown up. Lots of quinceañeras. I just did one 2 weeks ago, and I had been to the christening and then now through that the birthday. So it's like pretty special. Anyway, so we approach it as a team, as a partner. We do profit sharing together with my, all of my employees and everything like that. And it gives them a lot more responsibility with what they're doing. So they're more accountable for what's going on. And so I go in twice a week now just for quality control. We do the production calendar. We work on that. And the rest of the time, I'm calling on clients, going and visiting my ski places that I love to do and going to the beach and calling on that, and then doing other things, which has really opened myself up to writing and being creative in other ways.
Which is the perfect segue into the next thing that I want to talk to you about. I was the subject of one of the interviews that you did, and I thank you so much for that beautiful article that you wrote. So you're writing for a new online, it's a publication, sort of a lifestyle website or destination online for the LGBTQ community, the gay and lesbian community. Tell us more about
it. I was approached by Brooke Altman, who was one of the creators for Martha Stewart Living. And she felt that the whole LGBT community was not being served well on a level that was what is the new normal now of lifestyle. We're all raising children together. We're all have, we love travel. We love food. We need to learn about finances. We need to have all these things. We created a platform where she brought in, there's probably about 20 tastemakers in their fields of what they do. And we write articles that really lift the whole movement and the whole platform up to a level that's very, very positive, very inclusive. And it's just a wonderful to be a part of that. And I get to share not only writing stories that I feel might be pertinent to what I think is great in the day, but I get to focus on introducing fellow tastemakers and style setters and people that I think the world needs to hear about and know about. And it's an amazing blessing for me to give back to the community that's been so supportive to me. So I love that.
Yeah. Wow. Well, it's so exciting, and thank you for including me in the project. It was a real delight, and I still get feedback on the article. People still comment on it, so thank you. Let's give about the website. It's Prouder, Prowd, and the letter R, .com. Jump over there, folks. It's quick and easy, but it's really captivating. It's a wonderful black hole to fall into and just enjoy and experience articles that you've written, articles that many people have written. Beautiful photography, great imagery. It's a really slick site.
Thank you.
So check it out. Check out Mike's work there, and be supportive of that. Real quick, while you're here on the ground, you're here on business
at
Las Vegas Market, right?
I have an online retail store myself called Mike Reagan Home. And then I'm networking and meeting other designers and playing and looking for articles and things to write about and trends and everything like that. So it's pretty great.
So what stood out for you? What's something that you saw that you really like? What's a trend that's captured your attention while you've been here at Market?
A lot to weed through as you're going through, especially if you've been attending every time. You see new product and new trends of what's going on. I see a lot of naturals that are happening right now. A lot of wood, mixed use of wood and mixing metals with wood. But it's all coming in a very natural palette that's creams and whites, but with shades of wood and teak and different things like that. I see a lot of that, or that's what's striking to me. There's also a huge trend towards jewel tones that are coming in really, really strong as far as color. People are not afraid of color these days. They're really embracing it, and I find that really exciting. So you have a very clean, smooth palette, but then these bolts of color, which I think is pretty awesome.
Wow.
Yeah, I think so.
Good. A colorful future for us in our interiors.
Well,
yeah.
People, I think, are nice in a place now really to where when everybody's safe, they tend to go into gray, black, and white, stay very neutral, very safe. So it's a very telling tale in the environment when you see people go out and they're flashier, or they put on something, or they feel better. I wrote an article just on Prouder called "I Bought a New Car and I'm Awake." And it's just, I felt that it's not just me. I looked up in Forbes, blue is taking over for white is the number one color this year in as a for car. And you're just like, on wow, the whole world is waking up to color. And we, I feel like, remember that, I forget the name of the show, it was a movie, it was all black and white until they started waking up for color and everything like that. And I feel like, you know, and then just doing like that, or even like The Wizard of Oz, Pleasantville or something like that. But anyway, I just feel like we're kind of all waking up out of a fog. It's exciting.
Yes,
time.
Pleasantville, that's it. It is. It is.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, love the color shots. Who are your design
crush?
It's
really hard. And
who's your design
political
crush these days?
No, I crush every day on something. I mean, I'll see somebody and I'll do this. But what really is making my heart just beat a little bit is there is a youth movement that's out there right now, and I mean youth being in their 30s or, you know, after they've done assistance and they've done everything else and they're going out on their own. There's several designers that are coming out that are fearless. They're not just following trends or breaking through. They're making statements, and it's so exciting to see this happening because I feel like it's a new generation that's going to be passed on. Jeff Trotter, young man in Los Angeles, just won the LCDQ window and did a beautiful job with his window there. There's a painter that I love. His name is Jess Black. Very Kandinsky, a Basquiat kind of feel with what's going on. And he's up and coming and doing really great. Kristen Dittmar out of Aspen has been given, she's in her 20s, and she's doing these multi-million dollar homes and doing them just, it's so gorgeous what she's doing. Abby Hetherington in Bozeman, Montana, has such an incredible sense of style and sense of humor that she brings into her projects that are, it's just, it's inspiring. And people like that, and I could go on and on and on of the young people that are inspiring me now, and it just makes me feel so secure in the forwardness and the direction that the interior design business is going. Well,
I'm going to have great. You jot some of those names down for us because we haven't had them on the show yet, and I'd love to be supportive of young people like that, so that would be cool. Thank you for sharing those design crushes. One last question. And I think I've mentioned this to you before. We talk about bags here. Everybody comes to market. Okay. You got to tote all your stuff around, so you're carrying bags. Tell us about the bag you're carrying today, because I love
years
it.
Ago,
and if you leave me alone in the room with it, it may become mine.
I designed a bag, and I call it a motorcycle bag. And it was a leather over the shoulder that I wanted something thick and wide that was going to be padded, that was going to be doing that. But you can have it on your back, or you can roll it around to your front, and you have your zippers that are right there, and it's got a couple of different compartments in it, but I can carry so much in it, but it sits on my back so nice. And this one, I designed kind of as a Bottega kind of like feel to it. So I cut up a lot of strips of leather that I had left over from pillows, and I wove it into a pattern, and then created the bag from it. It's a woven leather bag, and I carry a bunch of stuff in it.
well, it's gorgeous. Okay. And if you ever decide to produce more of them, I want my order at the top of the list, okay? Mike Reagan,
awesome. Thank you.
Thank you so much for stopping by today. This has been great getting to chat with you. Really appreciate it, Mike. Have a great afternoon. Take care. While we're swapping out guests in the chair and Mike makes his way out, I want to remind you that we've got some other events happening this morning here at Las Vegas Market. At 11:30 to 1 o'clock today, in partnership with Gourmet Retailer, there is a luncheon panel discussion that you don't want to miss. It's happening in the seminar room in Building C. That's building C space C1276. It's titled Taking a Bigger Bite Out of the Specialty Food Market. So join them at this panel discussion from 11:30 to 1 o'clock today. It's lunch is provided. Go online to a Las Vegas Market website, click on events, register, swing by and check that out this afternoon. Sounds like a really great group of people there talking about a really important topic for the specialty food industry. And I now have a new guest sitting across from me. I want to welcome to the show today my friend and former guest on the show. You were one of our very first guests on the show, Laura Umansky from Houston, Texas. She's with us today. Great to have you with us. Thanks for stopping by, Laura.
Thanks for having me back. I'm happy to be here.
Of course. So tell us why you're here in Las Vegas. Everybody comes for a different reason. You come to Vegas Market. Are you shopping? What's going on with you?
We are here. I'm here with my design team, and we are here shopping for our clients, shopping for our studio, and kind of shopping for myself a little bit. So it's a great team building. We'd love to come to Vegas for fun.
So this isn't your first time. You've come before.
Yes. So we come to Vegas at least once a year. We really love the market here. We do go to High Point as well, but here we get to see just a few different things. We also get inspired by all of the hospitality design, so we make sure to visit every hotel. Not every, obviously, that's a lot, but certain hotels, bars, restaurants. So we have a really good time research.
From the smile on your face, it sounds like you have a really good time researching.
Yeah, we try to keep it reined in a little bit, but yes, we do. We have a nice time. So we always look forward to coming to Vegas every year.
Well, so I'm going to put you on the spot. From what you've seen this trip, do you have a new favorite hotel or new favorite restaurant from what you've seen? What's on the top of your list right now?
So I love the Wynn in Encore. I think that's probably my favorite hotel in Vegas. Up there with the Bellagio. I love staying at the Bellagio too. My favorite restaurant. So last night we hit up the SW Steakhouse at the Wynn, and it was amazing, 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 amazing. I can't even say enough about it. But there are so many good and hidden little things. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Wow. It's amazing. Every corner you turn, there's just something new and interesting to explore. And that happens here at Market, too. So what have you seen so far here at Market that's captured your attention? What's a new trend or something that you're excited to see coming out into the
world of design? We haven't made our way through every building yet. We started yesterday very early. I think that we were probably one of the first groups into the market. But I really enjoyed seeing the Rene Caceres upholstery line. I thought it was gorgeous and so comfortable. It's beautiful. Christopher Guy was that showroom never disappoints. It's so designed and so on brand. There's just not a corner that's untouched. Christopher Guy has introduced lighting, which I fell in love with, and I said I was shopping for myself. That's one piece that there's a Christopher Guy chandelier that I have my eye on.
Really?
I'm renovating my own home right now, so it's hard not to shop for myself. Global Views always has beautiful displays. And then we also went through the pavilion, so we got to see the temporaries and the cash and carry, and there's just a lot to see.
Sure. There is. There's so much. I mean, people don't understand the amount, just the sheer volume of merchandise that's available here to be seen. And all you have to do is put your tennis shoes on and hoof it around and check it all out. Who are you design crushing on these days, Laura? We're asking all of our guests that. Who do you have a design crush on these days?
Oh, gosh. It just varies depending on mood. Lately, the Jungalow, Justina Blakeney, her. She has a line for Leloy that I really like. So that kind of boho plant look. I'm sure she would hate that I'm calling it that, but I love that look. Also, Winsor Smith for Century.
Winsor Smith for Century, though. That's a good one.
Yes, gorgeous. And it's so feminine and just understated. I really love her line right now.
Good stuff. Very good stuff. Last question. The bag that people carry is important at Market because you gotta carry everything around with you. So what bag are you carrying today, Laura?
So I have a little backpack by Madewell, and it just, it goes with me to Market every time. So really? I haven't picked up another bag from one of the showrooms. I try to travel light because I carry, so I will end up just like squirreling away everything. So yes, I get my little backpack and I don't pick up anything.
That's smart. Doing something that's small and limits you on what you can put in it. Very smart girl. I like that. I'm going to have to borrow that because I'm the one with the huge bag, and then I have shoulder problems when the show's over because I've thrown my back out.
Right. Nope. I think I go to probably 4 markets a year, so I've learned my lesson. Learned my lesson on the footwear
too. Well, I'm gonna take your lead. I learned the footwear lesson. Yeah, I've learned that one. It's always about comfortable shoes. But the bags, I was slow to learn that one. So,
yeah, but the good news is that right now there are so many awesome sneakers out there that you're gonna look chic no matter what.
That's very true. Very true. Laura Umansky from Houston, Texas. Thank you so much for stopping by this morning. It's great getting to chat with you. You
Thanks
have a great
so
day.
Much.
Enjoy Market. And while we bring in our last guest for this morning, I want to remind you again about the Head of the Curve event that's happening today from 10 o'clock to 11:30 this morning. It's happening in Building B in the Worldview Suite on the 16th floor. If you haven't been up to the 16th floor and checked out the view out over the city, you definitely need to do that. But why not combine it with the event that's being hosted by Lux Interiors and Design magazine. It's a panel moderated by style editor Kate Bergeron. It features designers Benjamin Johnson, Julia Buckingham, Ron Woodson, and Jamie Rummerfield. It's a fun group of people, smart, stylish. It's well worth swinging by and checking out. So that's from 10 to 11:30 this morning, Building B Worldview Suite on the 16th floor. And now my last guest for this morning is seated in her chair. She's got her headphones on. She's looking stylish with her turquoise glasses on. Patty Carpenter, how fun to get to sit across from you and talk. Welcome to the show this morning.
Good morning, James. Thank you so much for having me. It's really a great pleasure here with you.
Well, it's good to have you with us. It's very, very good to have you with us. The question look on your face, don't panic. There is a little time lag that we experience with the equipment here, and you just sort of have to befriend it. But I'm hearing you, and I know you're hearing me, so we'll get through this together. Patty, you have so many things that are going on in your career right now. I try to stay on top of all of it. I probably do a poor job. So tell us what's exciting that you're working on right now.
Well, one of the most exciting things being here at Market, this is my first time at the Vegas Market, so I'm very excited. I'm a Vegas virgin, and I've been told for those that I really needed to get out, and I'm so excited that I did because I really do see that it's quite the designer market, and there's such a high energy here, and so I'm really enjoying that, I have to say.
Good. I was, up until last year, I was a Vegas Market virgin, too, so... And it's pretty amazing. It's really amazing what they put on here, from the organization, which is done with military precision, to the showrooms, the products. It's all a really good thing. Now, one of the things that you focus on professionally is trend spotting. So can you share with us what you've been spotting and what you're thinking about and talking about as we move forward into the fall months and into winter coming?
Absolutely. Well, one of the things that's very interesting for me is that having just done all of the other markets sort of around this one to try and find those points of differentiation that I see coming through. For me, I'm really focused on color. As you know, that's one of my passions. And we've been really looking at these warming trends that are happening in color. We're seeing sort of that effect of all the conversation of climate change, but also the conversation about women and the warmth of the nurturing of of these conversations about women sort of coming together to affect sort of color and product. And so we're seeing a lot of these warmer, richer golden yellows, marigolds and mustards coming through as we move forward from those bright citrusy yellow greens that we saw for spring summer. We're seeing a lot of these warmer, deeper, rich reds, ripe reds that we're calling them. We're seeing a great deal of those sort of burnt brick and terracottas in the orange family. So everything really warming up and engaging us as we move into these cooler months. And then texture from the point of view of really continuing to engage as we're seeing these wonderful lush landscapes, I call them, that really call you to engage, to touch product, to find that difference between the different types of products that don't come through when you look at them on the screen.
Wow. Just the way you describe those colors, I feel like I want to curl up in a cashmere blanket and just be all warm and cuddly.
Oh, that's what's wonderful about it, yeah.
It really is exceptional. How do you see those colors playing out with the upcoming
It's very interesting. I was just doing a seasonal report because we're really starting to see much more of holiday being influenced by what trend colors are. So we're moving, there's certainly still a strong influence of those traditional colors and the hearkening back, if you will, that Hygge warmth and comfort trend. They're very important. And so we are seeing those two colors, reds getting again more ripe and warm in terms of the traditional red and green, and greens becoming more verdant and vegetal. So that those two colors will shift. But what I'm also seeing is a great deal of play with things like beautiful teals and that whole turquoise that we've been looking at moving over into seasonal. And I'm also seeing a great deal of the beauty, you know, sort of that beautiful pink that we've been looking at for a while. It's deep to this blush, warm blush tone. Mm-hmm. And I'm seeing a lot of that. We're seeing a lot more art scale. I mean, my gosh, I'm looking at ornaments that have just gone beyond, you know, the size of basketballs, yeah. But they're gorgeous on these really big, important, impressive trees. We're seeing a lot more ornaments that are specific, like food, or specific so that they speak back to the consumer or the client in a way that's much more personal, giving them, again, that experiential engagement. And so we're seeing a lot of that happen as well. I also saw wonderful things happening with lots of, again, texture, diamonds and pearls and encrusting like that on ornaments as well. And I think that's going to be something we see a lot more going forward.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. So have you already planned your holiday tree at this point?
Oh, gosh. No. I see too much.
Well,
I have
I was
to
just
wait
thinking,
a little while.
I mean,
besides
how on earth do you wade through all the amazing things that you see and make those decisions?
Well, it's really interesting. And also being the global trend ambassador for Maison Objet, I have to look at what's going on in Europe as well. So in September, we'll be in Paris. And actually, that's something I wanted to share with you. We're going to have our first ever American trend panel in Maison in September. And that's going to be comprised of J.N. Mize from Fashion Snoops, Kelly Ellis from HGTV, and myself. And we're going to really talk about that whole idea of experiential engagement. And we're so honored to have you as our moderator. But I'm really looking forward to that because I think this whole idea of how the overarching macro trends really are affecting the minds of the consumer and how that moves through into color and product for the home and then how that product moves into the home is going to be a fascinating conversation.
I am so excited to get to be with you ladies in Paris. That's going to be a really exciting panel. And if I'm not mistaken, it's the first time that American panel has been an all-American panel has been put together at Maison. So really, really quite an honor to get to be with you ladies. So we're going to have a lot of fun. Yeah. We'll be reporting about that. So our listeners will hear more about that. But thank you for mentioning that, Patty. Thank you. Who's your big design crush this
week? Oh, no, absolutely. Oh, it's so funny. I was just talking with, I have a friend in Vietnam, of all places, who does the most extraordinary textiles and done them from fashion and from home. And right now, Amelia is working with Shea Mullane at putting that fabric on a beautiful set of furniture that called Formation by Slant. And I'm really loving the way that these textiles and hemp and all this work is coming together to create these seating opportunities. So that's one of the things I'm focused on.
I got to see a preview of those fabrics just yesterday, and some exciting things. So good one to crush on there. Very good one to crush on. Last question.
Absolutely.
Moving around a market, as you do many times around the world in many locations, the bag that you carry is really important. It makes a fashion statement, but it's got to be practical. So what bag are you carrying today, Patty?
Oh my gosh, that's a great question. And it's always a conversation with myself before I leave, depending on where I'm going. So this market, I'm carrying a beautiful camel colored leather bag by Brooks Brothers. And it's a little bit of a plug because my partner, Brian, is a designer there. And I love their accessories. And this soft leather doesn't weigh anything. When you put things in, you're not adding, you know, you're not adding too much weight, but it's a great size and it's a good travel bag. So that's what I'm carrying this. I love that naked leather color. It goes with everything.
Right. Nice. We'll get a picture of it. We'll post it on social media. Share it with the world. I know it's always stylish, whatever you're carrying, so I never have to worry about
that.
Patty Carpenter, thank you so much for stopping by this morning. It's always a joy to get to see you. Safe travels. I know you're heading to the airport shortly, and I'll look forward to seeing you in Paris.
Absolutely.
Next.
I couldn't be more excited.
I love saying
I know.
That.
It's great. Thanks so much for having me. And this is wonderful. I'm really excited by what you're doing here at Market. So all the best to you as well.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We want to say a big thank you to our subscribers who've tuned into the show today. Thanks for sharing something new with us, Market Buzz. We're excited about it. We will be getting back to our regular programming on Friday of this week. But in the meantime, continue to join us from Las Vegas Market and Market Buzz. Thanks again to the subscribers that have tuned in today. You know how important you are to us. Your support means everything. Go over to the website, milliondollardecorating.com, where you can catch the notes from today's show. We'll post links to all three of our guests' websites so you can follow the things that they're up to. While you're on our site, you know the drill. Click a few buttons. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram. And finally, and most importantly, remember that it's up to you to make your world more beautiful. Looking for a tool to quickly draw a 2D plan and see your designs in a 3D photorealistic render using your own furniture items? Then check out Room Styler. Go to roomstyler.com now.